Thoughts on the Kingdom. The Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. Now, in this brief discourse, I want to lead from the previous discourse into the discourse which follows. I want to make a bridge between those two discourses. In the previous discourse, one of the things mentioned was that Christ was a preacher of the kingdom. And I want to move on to the apostles and all believers since, the duty that we have to preach the gospel, to preach the kingdom. Now I'm going to make that bridge by this discourse on the Sermon on the Mount. Christ is a preacher of the kingdom. I made the point very, very early in these discourses that there's so many references, over 160, in the Gospels from Christ about the kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. This was his great theme. And nowhere is it seen more clearly than in the Sermon on the Mount. The parables also give the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. Now, the Sermon on the Mount, I regard as the law of Christ. And therefore, it fits in with the next discourse, where Jesus commands his apostles to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I believe that, in principle, that commission belongs to us today. The kingdom, therefore, must be part of this, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Although the kingdom is not mentioned in Matthew 28, in those verses at the end, nevertheless, it surely is to deal with that. But let me just briefly show how Christ in the Sermon on the Mount speaks constantly of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 3. I'm not expounding these verses, I'm just bringing the point home to you. The kingdom, the kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 19 in chapter 5. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And then verse 20, for I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Then if I turn the page, chapter 6 and verse 10, Christ teaches his disciples to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And then verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done. And then verse 13, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And then verse 33, seek first his kingdom, God's kingdom, and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. There's the point. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. The kingdom, the kingdom. And one more, chapter 7 and verse 21. A very solemn word. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Now that's Christ in the Sermon on the Mount. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, is it 8 references? At least there. Of the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. As I say, that's going to be a bridge between the previous discourse and the next discourse. You can see that there is a kingdom, the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Outside of that, is that realm of darkness. Now, some enter the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, but some do not. As I say again, I said many times now in these discourses, which is it for you, my friend? Are you in the kingdom or are you outside the kingdom? This is the important thing that is raised in this matter. It's not just an academic study, but are you a child of the kingdom? You can be through the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon him, look to him and be saved. Even now, I urge you.